Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well and having a beautiful Thursday. Mention your intentions. We'll continue as long as we're here in Amarillo. We'll be praying with my family and all the different people that are here. So doing a little Rosary Monopoly. We'll be here today and tomorrow, and then we head back on Saturday. And let's go ahead and begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask all of our guardian angels to be here, to pray for us, to protect us with their prayers, to intercede for us, especially that our minds may be attentive, especially to the intentions that God wants us to pray for, that they may remind us of people and situations that we've seen throughout our days, people that we need to pray for. And any particular things that God wants to speak to us through this rosary. In a special way, we offer this rosary for all the priests in purgatory that have been there the longest, those that have been forgotten, maybe all the people that they knew during their life have died. We pray for their deliverance, that it may be shortened. And we ask them to pray for us. We pray for the Uniquely Mary channel, for its growth and all the subscribers and supporters, and for this Lent, that it may be fruitful in our lives. We pray for the spiritual welfare of Pope Francis, the repose of the soul of Pope Benedict, Monsignor Arthur Calkins, the repose of the soul of Sister Therma. Pray for Sister Alexia, for Emily and her retreat. The repose of the soul of Elaine's mother and father, conversion in our families, conversion in our own personal lives, for all marriages, for all young children and babies, for Ken Patterson, Taylor Chadwick, Eugene, David, and family, all lost souls, all those that are wandering throughout the world and stuck in sin, for Jenna, Mark, Mandy, Xander, Amara, Aria, and Cohen, for all the homeless and those that are mentally ill, those that are struggling with anxiety and depression, all those that are sick among us, those that are lonely, all the intentions of the Blessed Mother, those that are dying, for Patrick, for baby Aaron, for Alexandria's recovery, for 13-year-old Cody, and all those who suffer, all those who have committed suicide and those who suffer from these types of thoughts, for all of our members that have died, for David's conversion, for Anna's father who had a stroke, for Monica's intention, the repose of the soul of Rosalind, for all those who struggle with addictions, for Dolores and for Annie for healing, for Gabriel and Jordan, for all our deceased family members. We pray for those that are without work and struggling to find dignified work, for God to bless our work, for those of us that have it, that He may make it fruitful, that He may bless the work of our hands. For Christopher, the repose of his soul. For all our children and godchildren. For Emilio, in the repose of his soul. For Sister Regis, in the repose of her soul. For Marlis, for his quick healing, for the doctors working for him, for all those that are members of the Holy Rosary Confraternity, All people in the Borja family. All those here in our rosary group. For the conversion of Father Fox, for Father Mark Beard, for Gloria. For Christopher, for his continued healing. All those that struggle with alcoholism. And for all the intentions and the silence of our hearts. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again and ascended into heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For an increase in faith, hope, and charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Today's Thursday, so we pray the luminous mysteries. The first luminous mystery is the baptism in the River Jordan. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second luminous mystery is the wedding at Cana. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery of light is the Transfiguration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God,
pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins.
Save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth luminous mystery.
The institution of the Eucharist. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven,
especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us.
And after this our exile,
show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection,
has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation,
grant we beseech thee that while meditating on these mysteries of the most holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary,
that we may both imitate what they contain
and obtain what they promise, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for Pope Francis and his intentions and for the plenary indulgence. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Your blessing, Father.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yay. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Ave Maria.
Father.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Ave everyone.
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
Ave Maria.
Birthday, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Father. Ave Maria.
She's already gone.
Alvaro, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Are you familiar? By the way, I saw your interview with that Hungarian priest. It was very nice. But I just want to tell you, are you familiar with Don Henry West in LifeSite News?
Yes, yeah. Okay. That's a great channel.
Yeah, so anyway, he was interviewing, and there's this, I know you guys are in Texas, there's this group of priests that called Divine Mercy Mission, and John Henry was interviewing this priest, and apparently they've been receiving these messages from Mary, you know, God the Father and Jesus, and it's somewhere in Texas, and if you want to look it up, I just found it very interesting. It was called DivineMercyMission.org or .com. And John Henry was there, and he was interviewing the priest. And they so far have released like three messages that they hadn't released before. And it's very interesting. They're talking. I thought you'd be very interested to see it.
Thank you for letting me know. I'm going to check that out for sure. I think Robin's telling me that. They're in San Antonio.
Yeah, it was a town that I didn't recognize exactly.
I was reading. I thought it was New Braunfels.
It was something I couldn't pronounce. It was with a H or something.
I don't know. It's in New Braunfels.
Okay, so if you guys look it up and just let me know what you think of it. I just thought because you guys are in Texas that it might be near you or something. I don't know. So anyway, that's what I wanted to ask you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless everyone.
You as well, everyone.
Good evening, Father.
Hi, Father.
Hello, Nimitz.
Yes.
Father, I have a question about today's reading, first reading about Moses.
Okay.
Hello. When I first read my life about the first the Old Testament about God the Father, just like the readings, first reading, God the Father is showing his wrath, his some kind of violence on the first reading. At the same time, looking at the New Testament, Jesus is showing, he's saying God the Father is, God is so merciful. Correct me if I'm wrong, Father. Why is that on the Old Testament, God is so violent? And it seems to me that he is not merciful. I don't know, Father. I'm just thinking about that, Father.
Well,
that's it.
God had done so much for the people. You know, he freed them from Egypt, divided the Red Sea, you know, was providing them for all the stuff that they need. And they constantly were complaining, constantly turning their back on God. Even when they finally got to the promised land, they weren't doing everything God asked them to do. And so eventually God got so was to the point of, well, okay, I'm going to give you what you want, but be careful, but you're going to get a lot of pain and suffering. And it ended up that, you know, people were conquered. Babylon took them out of Jerusalem. The temple was, and this Jerusalem was destroyed. But, you know, God still, every time they called asking for help, he would help them. But eventually, what we see in the New Testament is not, it's the same God. We can't say God, there was a God of the Old Testament, God of the New. It's just that Jesus was trying to show that also God has, there is a part of God that wants to be merciful and is loving and has it and is providing that for us, but we have to also be the ones to accept it and take it. If we don't, then God says, well, you know, true, gave you free will, but there will be consequences for those actions. So I think what's going to happen is that a lot of people are going to find a rude awakening when they die and realize that, you know, they may not be going to heaven, but that then is now God's justice and you know, in his judgment, because you know God has given us so much and has shown us everything and stuff. So yeah, it does sound like there's a conflict there, but again, Jesus was trying to get the people to be his chosen people, and sadly, like children. When children, you know, don't follow the parents, there's some form of punishment, there's some form of trying to get them to follow the way. And so sometimes we see more of that in the Old Testament, but that doesn't mean that God didn't love them. It doesn't mean that God didn't show them mercy. I mean, God wanted to destroy the people so many times, and Moses kept on pleading, no, don't do it, don't do it. What's it going to look like? You know, people are going to say that you just brought the people out in the desert to destroy them. Don't destroy them. You know, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so God relented a lot of times on doing those things. But yeah, it's kind of hard for us. But then again, you know, we sadly, I think we are made in the image and likeness of God. But I think a lot of people want to make God into their image and likeness. You know, God wouldn't do this, God wouldn't do that, God, what God did in the past, you know, whatever. And again, we're not God, but a lot of times people will make God into their what they want God to be, because they don't, you know. And so this might be a long answer to a question, but you know, no, God also loved the people, and he created them. And sadly, you know, they had to suffer sometimes the consequences of their decisions, but he never abandoned them. And eventually, yes, Jesus, he had his son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, take on our human nature, God. But then again, you know, Jesus at times had to get very strict or had to say things that seemed harsh, trying to get the point across. But, you know, and even like a lot of people now, they want to, all those things on YouTube and internet and stuff, and everything's trying to say that, you know, we're living in end times, all these terrible things are going to happen, God's going to, you know, wreak punishment on the world. Who knows? Maybe he will, maybe he isn't. But again, we still have to, you know, prepare ourselves for whatever may come down the road, and whether it God permits it or if somehow evil does it. But yeah, it does seem like, yeah, the God of the Old Testament, there's more of his punishment, but he's trying to get the people to follow him. And then he finally says, well, I'm going to send my son. I'm going to have him show what it's like, what he is like. And then he's just going to say, okay, I'm going to let him go. And they make their decisions. But that, you know, our judgment, you know, there, you know, a lot of people are going to find out, you know, where they stand.
Because in my childhood life, I first used to read the Old Testament, like, oh, what kind of God is this? Is Godfather. Mm-hmm. Then reading at the New Testament, I'm sorry to God. I may mm-hmm. say to Jesus, not the Father, because he's more violent than I don't know. I don't know what kind of thinking is that.
Right. But you know, again, the Old Testament was written for a certain reason, certain people. And then the New Testament. But the Old Testament was supposed to be reflecting and foreshadowing the Messiah. And then the New Testament shows Jesus as the Messiah and what he had done, and also what the early church started to do to spread and continue the message. So, a lot of people just want to say, well, if God does bad, allows bad things to happen to good people, well, then God isn't loving, God isn't whatever. But we don't know what true love is. We won't know that until we finally are in face to face to God. So until then, if we keep on projecting what we think love is on God and making, you know, again, God in our own image, you know, it's not going to work. So why God allowed those things to happen? There was a reason. Maybe we don't quite understand them anymore, but the idea was that God, you know, was also a loving and merciful God. It's just that we saw more of one side of God trying to get the people to follow him. So yeah, I would be like, nah, don't worry. You know, again, we're seeing, you know, different aspects of the same God. But one was stressed, one form of God, one way of God was kind of stressed more in the Old Testament than God who is in the New Testament. So, but the church chose to have both old and new in the Bible for a reason. And so maybe we can learn from the Old Testament what not to do. Well, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, Father. Thank you so much. It's kind of a little confusing.
Okay.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
Good night, everyone. Ave Maria.
Good night. Ave Maria.